Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, the funeral mass of the four-year-old boy who was killed in an arson attack last Saturday has heard how he filled a lifetime of love into his 4 years. Tadhg Farrell was visiting his grandmother and grand-aunt in Edenderry when the attack took place. Our reporter Laura Hogan has spent the day in Edenderry today. Laura, a very traumatic day.
Yes, Katie, absolutely. A black cloud has hung over Edenderry here in County Offaly in the days since this terrible tragedy unfolded last Saturday evening. And again, that sense of heartbreak and sadness palpable in the town today as mourners gathered in shock and in sadness at St Mary's Church in the middle of the town this afternoon for the funeral mass of Tadhg Farrell. The church bells rang out here at 12 noon as three motorbikes led the funeral cortege into the church grounds. Mourners, including Tadhg's mother and family, walked behind the hearse, which carried his photographs and also the words son and grandson, before his small white coffin was carried inside. Tadhg Farrell, as we know, was just 4 years old, and there was no bigger reminder of that tragic fact than when the congregation at his funeral mass heard that just a week ago today he had been looking forward to watching the Late Late Toy Show.
Yeah, let's just have a listen to what the parish priest for the Corcoran said to mourners today.
There are times in life when words are useless. And today is one of those times. We gather with broken hearts, carrying a grief that's just too heavy. We're here today because a beautiful young boy, Tadhg, has been taken from us in a way that makes no sense.
Father Gregory Corcoran there. He also read words from Tadhg's mother, Shannon, Laura.
Yes, that's right. A number of Tadhg's family members, their sentiments were put before the funeral mass today for mourners to hear. And the first of those were from his mother, Shannon, who described her sweet boy. And although Tadhg was just 4 years old, she said that he had filled a lifetime of love into his 4 years. She said that he taught her what love really feels like, what joy really looks like, and how precious every moment can be. And his mother said that she would find Tadhg in every bit of sunshine. There were words also from his grandmother, Nanny Farrell, as she was referred to during the funeral mass, who said that she would always remember the little things with her grandson, like how they'd tell each other they loved one another, and how she remembered how he got up to mischief. A passage also was read from Tadhg's uncle Dylan, who described his nephew's love for dirt bikes. He said that they were saying goodbye to Tadhg far too soon and that the void left by his loss could never be filled.
Just heartbreaking words there, Laura. Tadhg's grand-aunt also died in the fire, of course, and his granny was seriously injured. And they were both in the thoughts of the congregation today as well.
Yes, prayers were said for Tadhg's grand-aunt Mary Holt, who died in this attack on Saturday night, and his grandmother, who's still being treated for serious injuries in hospital. There were prayers also said for her. And in his homily, Father Corcoran said today, as you've been hearing there, that today was one of the times in life when words were useless. He also described how Tadhg was a COVID baby, and he said that at that time when Tadhg was born in the summertime in 2021, that the cherry blossoms outside the church in full bloom. And he compared the fleeting beauty of the cherry blossom with little Tadhg's short life. He said that Tadhg, so young, so precious, had filled hearts with a beauty, a light and a love that would never be swept away. And he also said that Tadhg had left a mark on his family, on his home and his community as well. There was also a poignant moment towards the end of the funeral mass at St Mary's Church in Edenderry today, where a rendition of Silent Night filled the church, a reminder of just how close to Christmas we are when such a terrible tragedy has struck this family and this community. And the funeral mass then ended with the song Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, and Tadhg Farrell was then laid to rest in St Mary's Church, St Mary's Cemetery, just across the road from the church here in the centre of Edenderry.
Yes, a hugely difficult day for the entire community, and they were out in force there, Laura.
Yes, they were. There was a very large crowd here, as I said, a number of mourners following the hearse into the church grounds before the funeral mass took place. And again, following the funeral over to the cemetery here in Edenderry. And that has been the case throughout the week, the community coming together in an outpouring of grief after Tadhg lost his life tragically last Saturday, along with his grandaunt, Mary Holt. A vigil was held in the town earlier on in the week as well. People really just coming together in a show of solidarity following this really tragic event that has rocked this community.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you for that. That's our reporter Laura Hogan there in Edenderry today.